New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's pain free Friday for us. Going out Minnesota Mahogany, whacking it up 100, 200, 300, 400, a nickel. The bad seed, the broken, the bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad, not a bad day, bad law, bad dude, bad, 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 it's just bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Borough of Palacio. Right across the river and through the woods from where Granny loves a little Friday night purple crack before she goes to bed in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up. She do. All my friends come around, fight the party up. Rats on the west side, bedbugs uptown. But the best is how to tatter my brain, splattered all over Manhattan. She do be shaking. Ooh. Oh, woo, woo. Oh, woo, woo. Oh, woo, woo. Oh, woo, woo. Oh, yeah, yeah. She do be. Yeah, yeah. I think I might have caught something from Cave. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, woo, woo. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Pharrell with your boy Carver. Hi, this evening. I got to tell you, I mean, there's a lot of things that are troubling me before we leave. Wheels up for Los Angeles tomorrow. I'm leaving at 6:30 in the morning from my driveway. That's just not a pleasant thought. I'm just not really that eager to get up at 5:45 in the morning, so I'm ready to go at 6:30. And then, I don't know. Mavi said I'm on a flight with a bunch of people. I have no interest in really. I'm cool to people, but I really, like, what am I going to do? Sit on the plane, talk to people? No. There's not going to be anybody, like, you know, what is there going to be? Somebody sitting next to me or something?
Well, I don't think first of all, there's got to be nobody sitting next to you. You're always in an area of the plane where usually everybody else isn't. So I don't think you got to worry about that.
Well, I'm not, like, I said today that I didn't do that because.
Oh, you didn't. I thought, but you still got the little extra leg room, right? Did you get that?
Well, I got United Premium Plus, whatever the hell that is. I don't know if it's a business class seat or if it's a if it's just an extra space seat, because I still get first class, you know, bags, treatment, et cetera. But the thing is,
you're good to go.
Well, I couldn't get a first class seat. And then when I could, the only one I could get was like $2,500. I'm not paying that to fly to Los Angeles. I'm not even making Sports Grid pay that to go to Los Angeles. It's just a ripoff. I'm just not doing that. Like, I don't think that highly of myself to do that, right? But I won't deny to you that I got it going back. The red eye, I got it going back. It is what it is. I paid half the cost of what it would have been, right? So I got it for a dime as opposed to $2,500. So I actually thought I did him a favor. Because, you know, I don't fly in coach because I'm miserable. you know, stressful, high anxiety, nasty mother Foreller. And I just don't want to sit and coach ever going anywhere. Ever. We welcome our radio affiliates. There's hundreds of millions of them. So that includes Sirius, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, ESPN Radio, Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces, all over the globe, all over the southern hemisphere of the world. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah, on satellite and to the moon and to the Canadian Rockies from Baja, California, So yeah, like I'm not a big fan of, I hate coach. Whatever you want to call it, economy, coach, whatever, like, dude, it's not happening. I'm 6'4", 220. I'm not sitting in coach anywhere. That's it. I'm just going to get in a fight. I'm going to tell somebody what I think of them, and that'll be that. And I don't take any crap from anybody. So get to know me. I just can't do it. Won't do it. So anyway, that's really not my main problem, Carver High.
Okay.
I'm just actually eating the whatever I'm in going out. Whatever I'm in going out to LA, I'm just eating it. I'm just going to sit there and be miserable. So right. It is what it is. But my real problem, we're going to have to delve into this because it is an issue. And I have a real problem with it. And that would be that tonight and tomorrow morning will be the last time I can use my bidet on my tuchus.
Mm. That is an issue.
I mean, it's a real issue because
you can't pack that bag.
I cannot pack that. I cannot pack the Neo 320. I cannot pack the Neo 320 and take it with me and hook it up to the hotel toilet. So I'm going retro. I'm going old school retro back to the baby wipes.
Wow.
For all of my cleaning needs in my garage door. And it is just not going to be good because I get a thorough, unwavering blast of cleanliness with my Neo 320. Without it, swamp ass. Obviously, I got these things all over my house. I mean, this is the greatest invention, you know, ever in the history of the world. And I have to tell you that, like, ever since I, you know, converted and went to the dark side, I mean, I just don't have, those problems anymore. I'm never one wipe shy of success. I'm never, I might have missed a spot there. I'm not sure if I, you know, was able to get all that taken care of. I mean, there's all kinds of, you know, circumstances where you're like, oh man, I gotta go back to the bathroom. I'm not quite sure that everything's taken care of there, you know. And it's just like, you know, like one day, like, you know, I do it and then I leave the hotel. I go out to do some event and like 2 hours later, I'm just,
wow.
There might be, you know, itchy situation developing or an uncomfortable response to where maybe my surroundings, like I could be at that convention center and I'd just be uncomfortable. And I will, you know, realize that it all reverts back to not having the Neo 320.
Well, you'll also, you know, the problem is going to be if that arises is you're not exactly across the street from the hotel. You know, you can sprint back to the room and it's not like you're at, you know, at the D where you can just shoot the elevator upstairs. You know,
you gotta go into the convention center bathroom with their sandpaper. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know, it's sandpaper. Exactly. You know, it's scotch.
Well, you're gonna be loaded with roadies. You're gonna have a travel pack.
I am. I'm bringing a fresh, an entire, you know, 2,000 wipes. You know, I got the whole deal. You know, I don't even remember. Pampers is what I use. The Pampers baby wipes. They're unscented. They're just phenomenal. But they're not even in the same league as the warm watered bidet. It's not even. I mean, it is. You know, I thought the baby wipes were the greatest thing ever until I found out they were double A. I'm in her double A ball. I mean, the bidet, the Neo 320 is the show. You're in the show. You're, you know, you got free agency. You got, I mean, max salary. I mean, just you're worth a fortune because you use the warm water bidet. I mean, it is the most fantastic thing ever. It's almost sexual. It's just the greatest feeling to leave like a king, like, you know, literally like King Tutankhamun when I leave the header. I'm just completely at ease. There's never a thought. There's never a recurring nightmare. There's never a return to glory. There's never a rehashing of old wounds. There's no fissures. There's no fistulas. There's no roids. There's no raw dog. There's no, you know, schwampy. There's no, you know, dingleberries. There's none of that. It's just an absolutely a whole brand new engine. Every time, like, it'd be like doing, you know, the Daytona 500 and in lap 380, you get a brand new engine. You know, and so what I've done tonight, I just want you to know, Carver, I have tried vigorously to, you know, I had a bowl of tortilla soup. I thought that would help clean it out. Oh, I had two bags of Orville. I thought that would add to the, you know, stress and pressure of my stomach. I've had two ginger ales. I've had a limonada. The Pellegrino limonada is basically cocaine in a lemon mixture. It's just a rush baby. The king of all beverages, the limonada. I mean, it's a whole new level. Like, you know, I used to go to the liquor store and get, you know, fifths of JMO, and, you know, I'd get a 12 of Guinness. I'd be good to go. Now I go even higher. I go higher up. I go to another level entirely with the limonada. And I had it all going, and I was able to muster a couple out. I was able to, you know, grind a couple out. Like, I was looking for gold. Like, I was fracking, basically. And I got it done, and I was able to go through that glorious, you know, warm, you know, river of love. And I am bound and determined to leave New York City as clean as a newborn baby before its first cable. And then it's going to be, you know, just like a newborn baby. I'm guessing by Sunday or Monday, it's just a disaster. It's a landmine. It's a battlefield. It's a wounded soldiers everywhere. As I'm trying to find my way through the forest with a Pampers baby wipe as my only source of Swiss Army knife. Carver Hall, you know this is a massive problem. There's got to be a place. There's got to be a five-star hotel near. You know, I know the Ritz-Carlton's right there. The Ritz-Carlton, they got to have.
You're going to have areas. You're looking for a five-star bathroom. I'm sure that you'll find one relatively quick order. Down there,
you know, remember we used to like get the Uber at the Marriott there and have our friends park at the Ritz right there by the convention center and leave our bags at the Ritz, because I'm a Ritz member, right? And listen, people can make fun of me all they want, because they're like, listen to this guy talking about the Ritz-Carlton. Let me tell you something about the Ritz-Carlton. There's no denying that it's a ripoff. There's no denying that it's just exorbitantly overpriced, everything. I mean, I've gone on a 7-day vacation there and spent 20 large. But I have to tell you, Carver High, I've never had a problem at a Ritz-Carlton. You have a problem at a Ritz-Carlton, it's solved in 5 minutes. You don't have, like, problems that recur or that, like, don't get resolved. You got a problem, it's gone. In 5 minutes, gone. And with, like, people smiling at you while they're dealing with it. Like you're the king of England. They treat you like, you know, I mean, honestly, like the queen. You're basically treated like Queen Elizabeth. And they got to have a bidet in that Ritz-Carlton somewhere. There's just got to be one. Once I whip out that Ritz card, I'm going to just play like I'm having a meeting there, a luncheon, a restaurant, something, anything. And then I'll order something. And then I'll say, do you have a bathroom? They got to have a bidet. I don't know how I'm going to make it through the whole week. I really don't. I've called my shrink. I'm dealing with it. You know, I gotta have somebody talk me off the ledge. Devastating. Well, I'm sure the rest of the people at Sports Grid, no problem. They're used to just yamming up wherever they go. That's grinding everything down to a halt.
See it high. Care if
they don't even care if they got any, you know. They don't even care if they got foster children in there. They don't care. They just want to work, grind you down, and not even worry about, you know. I mean, these people, you got certain people that are, I'm sure, you know, they might have to bring 15 pairs of underwear on the trip. I don't have to do that. I have to bring, you know, one for each day. That's it. Because I'm rock star status clean. Rock star status. All right, Varela on the bench. So I was watching the, I couldn't even take it. I had to turn it off. The Nets. I mean, what has happened to the Brooklyn Nets? I mean, it is just absolute insanity. They have.
Stunning.
Is it not stunning? Like they, did you see what the score was? Like this.
I saw it before they were losing by 20 or 22 when we started the show. It might be worse now.
It was 67-48 or something when we were coming on the air. Let me tell you what it is now. It's 85-56.
Jesus.
They're down 30, and with 6 minutes left in the third. Down 30. And, you know, who didn't play tonight was Harden because they said he's got hamstring tightness, which is a load of shack. You know he's getting traded, right? Well, like it's inevitable now. He's getting traded.
I was going to say to you, this is actually starting to look like what he was doing before he got out of Houston. Like it's looking like that. Like he's basically saying, you're going to trade me. That's pretty much what he's forcing.
I think he's crazy. There is no way you can tell me. There's no way you can tell me that playing in Philly is better than playing on that Brooklyn team. I mean, the Brooklyn team has talent, and they are very capable of, you know, destroying people every night. But they're
I'll
never healthy.
That's the thing. Do you think that he's frustrated that he went there thinking that he was going to be on this super team with Durant and Kyrie every night and yet they never play together? They just absolutely never have the three of them on the court at the same time. And now it's probably worse for him with Durant out because your other guy, he only plays half the games. He don't play at home. Maybe he's just like, this is not what I signed up for. I signed up for the three of us playing all the time. And this is bunk. I'm out of here. That seems like what he's gotten to. So Let me go roll with Embiid.
I'm watching JoJo right now, and he just had a tomahawk dunk.
Clean.
And he's, you know, already doing his thing. I got to see. So 87-58. And let me just see how bad it is. Irving, Kyrie's got 13. Mills has 11. I mean, nobody's doing anything. The kid, Cam Thomas, has 16. He leads him. The rookie leads him. But the Sixers are out of the gates, 19-14, I think it is. And so far, and Embiid has 7. He's off and running. And you know I have a ticket. I know I've said this 7,000 times to you, but I have a ticket at 3,000 on Embiid for MVP. Can you believe that? Can you believe that I have a ticket on 3,000? You know how much we bet on it?
How much?
10 large.
There you go.
I mean, honestly, I mean, it is absolutely unbelievable. You know, 34C just told me it's Haro's birthday today.
Today? Really?
Right now. So we gotta do something about that right now. Can you call him?
Sure, I can call him.
Could you, like, surprise him?
Yeah, you want to call him on the air?
Sure. Well, I mean, yeah, like, or you get him on, like, maybe the next segment. You know what I mean? Like, when we break, call him, and we'll try to get him on his birthday.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like 120.
He's got to be up there, right? Got to be in that range.
Got to be a $120. Yeah, but have you ever met anybody that, like, you know, I'd probably say, well, we'll ask him. He'll never tell us. But I think he's probably got, what would you say he's got on me? 11 years? 12?
Because
Howard had 12 years on me. Howard Stern's 12 years older than me. And, I mean, that always made me feel somewhat young. I got to be honest with you. Because, I always tell you I'm old. The only thing that keeps me young is two things. I play basketball at a high level still. I really do. And it's funny because all the brothers that I play with, they all know it. They're like, that old man can still ball. That dude can flat out ball. And then the other thing is 34C in bed. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it is just down to it. It's sex and basketball. I mean, that's it. It's not diet or any of this other nonsense or, you know, the testosterone or, you know, getting Botox. I've never done anything like that ever. I'm just flat out getting old, getting ugly, losing everything, hair, you name it. But I'm just the same dude I always was. I've never shot myself with anything. I've never put Botox on my face or anything like that. I've never done any of that. But I do, I am a porn star. And I am, I work out 7 days a week and play basketball. I play a lot of basketball, man. I play hundreds and hundreds of hours a year of basketball. Every time I play for 2 hours. 2 hours straight on an NBA court, running up and down, nonstop. I mean, that's it. Here we go. Do we have him?
All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. For all you do. Happy birthday to you. For all you do. Happy birthday to you. You're on the road again, and we're so proud of you. You're a lot older than me, but you still do more than me on the road. Happy birthday to you. And now you'll go to L.A. and buy me dinner at the Morton's, and we'll bring Carver High and Mafia, too. Happy birthday to you.
That was awesome, man. I was ready for you and Carver to be taken to Morton's. Now I think it's In-N-Out Burger after that. But that's okay. Hey, I don't care.
Wait a minute. Listen, In-N-Out Burger is better than Morton's.
I'll tell you what.
I mean, if I get enough reefer, I'll get a lot of reefer, and then we'll all go to In-N-Out Burger. I mean, honestly, I would rather eat at In-N-Out Burger than anywhere.
Let me tell you this. I flew into Vegas, as you know, yesterday morning, and I got it at 9:50, and rented the car, First thing I did is I downed 3 In-N-Out burgers at 10:20 a.m. Pacific time. You proud of me? I mean, that's exactly what I wanted to do.
That is fantastic. Are you, you know, you're on the road. Are you taking care of yourself? Are you shaving? Are you staying clean? Are you getting in the hot tub? Are you getting a massage? Are you working out? Are you doing anything healthy?
All right, let's see. Yes, shaving. Not the hot tub yet. Working out? No, I'm too fat and old for that. The NHL has a party that starts in 15 minutes, the Bettman kind of Friday night special, and it starts at 9 at Zooks or whatever the name of the nightclub is. And I got to put in an appearance there and then back, and then I'm playing golf with your buddy JT in the morning. That'll be cool here in Vegas.
There you go. I love JT.
Yeah. I know he does. I know. He loves you, too. And then, by the way, I was at the East-West Shrine game yesterday. The most boring college football. You know, 5 All-Star games is probably 4 too many, but that's another story. Then, you know, the NHL game tomorrow night and the Pro Bowl on Sunday before I see you. So it was inspiring.
I heard you do some report that the Shriners, East-West Shriners or something. Is that also in Vegas? When is that?
That was Wednesday. That was Thursday. That was last night. Yeah, I did that because I wanted to go see Allegiant. And Allegiant is great. But when you have 3,500 people in a stadium holding 69,000, it felt like a mausoleum. Tomorrow or Sunday, it'll have, what, 60 grand for the Pro Bowl.
Did you say hi to Bettman for me, or don't lie to me?
No, did not, because I haven't had a chance. But I will tonight. Because he has more time tonight than he does when he's holding court. So I'm going to see him in like a half hour.
Think about this, because, you know, today's your birthday. You're a little bit older than me by 5 minutes. And then Bettman's really older than both of us. So, like, his days on Earth are limited. They're very numbered. So you're going to want to say hi from Pharrell to my old friend Gary Bettman. So before, you know, he kicks the bucket. You know, just say, Pharrell wanted me to say hi to you. He loves you. He misses you. And I know you've tried to avoid Pharrell like the plague, because he won't admit that he's friends with me or that he lives near me or anything else. He just pretends like I don't exist. But tell him we all know we're good friends, and tell him I said hi.
I will do that, but do you mind if I not preface it by saying this might be your last All-Star game on Earth? You think I can avoid that comment? Because that's going to ruin his night.
You can avoid that. All right, so when are we going to see you in L.A.? When are you coming to L.A.?
I'm coming to L.A. on Monday, and we're going to set it up at the Crypto Arena right across from Radio Row. So I'll text you when I come in, and then you figure out when you want me on the show and vice versa. And then we'll do dinner one night early. I guess it has to be before the show, doesn't it, for you, or after?
I mean, listen, what's great about it is that the convention center is right downtown, and so is Morton's, and I know it is, so we can make it really quick.
We'll do it at Morton's. We'll do it Monday night or Wednesday night. We'll do it one of those nights. That's a deal.
That sounds great. Rick, happy birthday. I love you.
I love you too, man. That was very nice. Notwithstanding the singing, but that's okay. That was wonderful. Love you too. I'll see you Monday. Bye.
All right, I thought that was the best birthday song I've ever sang, actually. It's Pharrell on a Bench. All right, Carver, hi. You know what tonight is, Beef Stroganoff night.
Wow.
As 34C went to my buddy's restaurant, and he makes the best Beef Stroganoff in the world. I mean, I've eaten all over the world. I've eaten everywhere. I've eaten in Belgrade. I've eaten in Budapest. I've eaten in Frankfurt. I've eaten in Athens. I've eaten in everywhere. I've eaten everywhere. I've eaten in the Caribbean. I've eaten everywhere. There's no one ever even close to going anywhere near my boy's Beef Stroganoff. I mean, this stuff is actual. It's porno. It's so good. It's porno for your mouth. It is the most unbelievable braised beef stroganoff. Like, this guy cooks it for like every day for like 24 hours a day. And then he with just this burgundy wine and gravy. Oh, my God. It's so good. When I eat it, I have just sex with it. I'm just like, I'm like rabid. And 34C just came home with a boatload of it for me. And I'm just like, and I can't even eat it till midnight east. I can't even eat it right now. I gotta hold out. And I know that Chop has it too. Chop's going for a big old helping. And then I got it going too. It is just on. Oh my God, Billy. I don't even know if I can make it to the end of the show. I don't even know if I can do it. I don't even know if I can finish the show. I don't know what's happening in this Philadelphia-Dallas game. Do you see what's happened?
Yes, like I've been watching.
There's something wrong with the rim.
So, yeah, they're trying to like re-screw the rim in properly. Luka made like a three or something, and like he started like going bananas, like pointing at the rim. He's like, the rim's off, and this guy's been out here, this like technician, whatever he is, you know, one of the workers there, just going away at this rim for a while. I mean, this is like a 15-minute delay we've had in this game. Let's go here. I mean, they don't look like they're starting soon either.
What's even funnier
is jacket up. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, but what's even funnier is my buddy George Sedano, who I've known forever from Miami. He's working at ESPN for a few years now. He's out there trying to like do sideline reporting on it. He's like doing investigative basketball rim reporting. You know, I actually play at this incredible gym, and one of the rims is broken on the NBA court, and it bounces really bad. Like they never fixed it. It's loose and it bounces. So when you shoot shots that hit the rim, it bounces like, and it's not normal. You know, most rims are hard. They're stiff. And then if you're short, the ball hits the rim and it goes bouncing up into the air off the glass, right? Not this one. You hit the front, anywhere on the rim, it's like, and it's just flopping. The thing's moving up and down. I'm like, it's because Coco's dunked on it so much.
Do you see what they're doing here? They're replacing everything, the entire backboard and rim. They got to swap them out.
Yeah, they're getting rid of it.
Oh my God, what a disaster! Oh.
Well, what are they doing? They're not able to fix that basket, but yeah. There's the other one that they're rolling in. You see it? It's underneath. There it is.
Yep. They're rolling it in. This is riveting stuff. They gotta make all these people get up. This poor guy with his Miller Lite in the second row. You get up. Go drink that somewhere else.
Listen, it's highly unfortunate.
It
that,
is.
Anyone that has a beer that would be forced to move while drinking and enjoying their beer for $20, that they would have to move and hold their beer in their hand is highly. I think it's a felony. It's a drinking felony.
Just I think roll the Mavericks in the new rim. This is hilarious.
They should be forced to buy every fan down there a new beer. I got to see what he's saying. You know what? It looks crooked to me. It looks crooked. It is crooked.
The rim?
Look at it. It's crooked to the right. It is broke.
Yeah, look at Luka's like looking at it. Look, he's throwing his arms in the air.
Look at it. It's crooked right there.
Oh.
You see it?
Yeah. I mean, we've seen backboards get shattered and stuff and them have to do this, but I've never seen anything like this with the actual rim being off.
I mean, honest to God, you know what I got to do? I'm done with this. I'm going to go see how badly the Nets are bending over with the KY bottle.
Oof.
They're down 111 to 80.
Jeez. So this will be seven in a row, right?
Seven losses in a row, but it's got to be the end of their road trip. How many effing road games?
No, they have one more. They have one more. They're in Denver next. They have a game in Denver on Sunday or Monday. They're playing in Denver.
How many games have they played on the road in a row?
A lot. I can tell you in a moment. I think it's 5.
I can't look, long you gotta look it up.
I got it. I'm going to get it.
I'm writing someone. I'm responding to someone texting me right now about Haro. There you go. I got that taken care of. Did you get it?
Yeah, this is actually their fourth in a row on the road. They were at Golden State, at Phoenix, at Sacramento, at Utah tonight. Sunday they're in Denver. That's a 5-game roadie.
Well, you know, that's what it must be, is that because they played the best teams, they played the Warriors at the last game of January, then at Phoenix, then in Sacramento, and then at Salt Lake. Now, I took the Jazz to win the game tonight, but I took the Nets and the points, and I'm gonna lose that bet. That's fine.
I mean, and before they went on the road trip, you know, they played the Nuggets at home, lost to them, and they had that loss to the Lakers at home that night that LeBron went off with the steals.
Right. So that accounts for the 7 straight losses. So anyway, here's the deal. I hit the Bulls tonight. I was on Coast to Coast today, and I said that the entire Pacers team was out of the game tonight. Not one star player, Sabonis, nobody, not one player, even McConnell, not one player was playing. And I said they can't possibly beat the Bulls, and they didn't. 122-115 Bulls. I took the Celtics. Now, I got the Celtics at 7.5 in the morning, at 7:15 in the morning, and they covered 102-93. By game time on Coast to Coast and in game time, it was like 10.5, right? They didn't cover that. I had the Cavs and the 4.5. They won in Charlotte 102-101. Right now, Thunder's Blazers. I have the Blazers laying 7.5. It's tied at 40. I have the Sixers going. They're up 2, but the game's been stopped because of a rim problem. I have the Nuggets after 3. I have the Nuggets laying 5.5. They're tied with the Pelicans. I'm gonna lose in that spread, but hit the Jazz money line. And I have the Spurs minus 3.5, and they're up like 27 on the Rockets right now with 30 seconds left. So that's a double cover. So I'm going to go 2-3-1 games that are done. 3-1, 4-2, 6-2, 8-2, and the Raptors won for me 10-2, 10-2, and you know, with games ongoing. And I didn't count the Nuggets game or the Sixer game the Thunder Blazers because they're still too early. So once again, I mean, I had a 13-1 day. I had a 9-3 last night, NBA, and now tonight I'm doing it again. I mean, it's not even over yet. I'm 10-2. I mean, honestly, it really is staggering. You know, it's funny. I think Mafia today was selling some fight night card that there's nothing to bet on if you're not into the NBA or college basketball and the NHL and the Pro Bowl. I think, remember you said something like, well, are you going to bet on the NHL? I'm like, no. Are you going to bet on the Pro Bowl? No. But I don't need to bet on those crappy sporting events because I'm hitting so many NBA and college basketball bets that why would I ever waste my time betting on any of that other crap? Like, I honestly, like, thank God for us because I'm just sitting here like, I'm not watching that crappy UFC card.
It's a real bad card.
I'd rather eat my own boogers
honestly,
than watch that.
It's a bad card.
I mean, what is that? Like, are you kidding me? How is that possible? Now, listen, there's a Thurman fight, there's a Pro Bowl, there's an NHL All-Star game, and then you put that stink fest. You know what that is? What was it? What band? Stink Fest. Remember the song? Who did that? Slipknot or something? I mean, that's what that card is in the Apex tomorrow night. Stink Fest. Honestly.
It's bad.
I'm not betting on that.
Bad card.
Why would I bet on that when I'm hitting that many NBA bets? Now, tell the truth. Listen, now that we've made fun of them, tell the truth. Because I'm not going to say it to Harlow because he's going out to dinner here with Bettman tonight to his party. Yeah. He's going to be eating shrimp cocktail here in about 45 minutes and having champagne with Gary. But I didn't have the guts to tell him. Like, that NHL All-Star weekend is an abortion. I mean, it is, right? Like, it is literally an abortion. It is. It's just the worst thing ever. Is it not? Like, I saw an interview tonight with some goalie on the Canes. He was 10 years old. I don't even know he's 10 years old. What was that?
They got some issues here. There's no doubt in my mind. Like, I've been watching this. I'm one of the few people who actually used to take like a pretty good interest in the skills competition. I think it's fun. I think it's cool to see the stars in the league get together and try to have a little fun. They have completely destroyed this thing. Like, that was as boring and as stiff as you could ever get. And they're in Vegas, and it was boring and stiff. I mean, they got him out in the pond in the water there at the Bellagio, you know, shooting saucer passes. And I mean, it was tough. And there's no personality on any of these guys. And that's honestly where, like, I know they want to get guys in there, new faces, and they've been, they've had good years and all that. At the end of the day, you need to have guys that people know. Crosby's. I know Ovechkin does. That's his fault. He never wants to go. But you got to have some names that people can get.
They've hit NASCAR status where you don't even know who the drivers are. You don't know who the players are.
And you've got Connor McDavid out there, right, who's supposed to be, the God's gift to the world. You've got five or six events at this thing tonight, and he's in one of them, you know?
And he lost.
It's just, I don't know. They need to rethink what they're doing with the skills competition and maybe how they're doing the All-Star game to begin with. I like the 3-on-3 tournament that they've moved to. I think that adds a little fun to it. But, I mean, some of these players they got in the game, I mean, nobody's heard of them. Nobody. It's tough.
So wait, you're saying the game itself is 3-on-3?
Yes, the last few years they've been doing this format. I will explain it to you when we come back.
All right, Perrell on a bench. So I'm just looking at everything so far, and there's games going on. Right now I'm 10-2 in my NBA bets tonight. Again, I had a 13-1 night, 9-3 last night, 10-2 right now, and there's still six plays out there. And then I've hit 14 college basketball bets tonight, and a couple of them have been just beautiful. Like Cornell was my number one play, and they were laying one, and they covered against – Princeton, right? Am I wrong?
Correct.
Let me get that straight.
I believe so.
Princeton, 88-83, they beat them. And then I lost that Niagara-Manhattan spread. Niagara beat them by 6. I had 5.5 with Manhattan, but I had Niagara to win. Monmouth didn't cover. Creighton didn't cover. Iona didn't cover, but I hit every other – or Siena didn't cover. I hit every other bet. I hit Richmond laying, Akron laying, Cornell laying. VMI winning in West Carolina. That was my favorite one because remember I told you, I go, VMI is tough, but they have to get out of bed early. And West Carolina is awful, but they'll cover because they don't have to get out of bed early. Cleveland State covered. They won big. Iona won. They didn't cover. So I'm on Colorado State. They're going to win this game. They're up 52-38 with 5 minutes left. That's going to be a double cover. I was laying 2.5. And then the game to follow is Fresno and Nevada, and I'm laying 10. I'm laying 9. It's 10 now, but I laid 9. And, you know, that won't be easy because they're, conference game, but they're at home. I think that game will go just like this game, Colorado State and San Diego State. Don't you think they'll handle Nevada?
Yeah, Nevada sucks.
There you go. We got another hour, and then we head to L.A. on an early morning jumbo jet airliners for on a bench.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.